brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate All Souls Day. Yesterday was All Saints, and today is All Souls, all those who have gone before us. Brothers and sisters, we pray that they may see God very soon. Take this day especially to pray for those who have gone before us. Let's take a look at the readings now, because I want you, I don't know, when I was younger, I prayed a lot of attention to All Saints, but I didn't pay much attention to All Souls. And in reality, we could, in one sense, get some of our loved ones out of purgatory now by how we pray, taking a moment every day to pray for those who have gone before us. So listen. Beginning prayer says this: Listen kindly to our prayers, O Lord, and as our faith in your Son raised from the dead is deepened, so may our hope of resurrection for your departed servants also find new strength. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. So the first reading today is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed, in the view of the foolish, to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them. And his sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. Lord, may we be given grace today to repent of our sin and to draw closer, closer to the Lord. May God give us that grace. In Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Think of that. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Brothers and sisters, that doesn't mean we don't sin. We can sin. But turning back to the Lord and just saying, Lord, you're my shepherd. I want to follow you. I don't want to follow my instincts. I don't want to follow my desires. I want to follow you. Please, Lord, give me strength to do that. And God will, over time. Pray it every day. God will give you the strength. And the second reading is taken from Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 5 to 11. Brothers and sisters, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Brothers and sisters, take advantage, please, of all the opportunities that God does give us to draw nearer to him, to be freed from our sin. Look at the kindness of God. Look at the mercy of God. Please, don't turn away from him. He wants to see you with him in eternal life. He loves all of us. He doesn't want one of us to be lost. Please open your hearts to him. And the gospel for today is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 37 to 40. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." Look what God promises us. Everlasting life with him. As I've said to you before, all of us will probably make a little jaunt to purgatory, but oh, please, brothers and sisters, may we see God as soon as it's possible, because he loves us. I love talking about the love of God, because it's what brings joy into my heart. And I want it to bring joy into your heart. That's not just a pious phrase that the church offers us. This is God. This is God. Please, brothers and sisters, please pay heed. Please pay heed. And brothers and sisters, I looked up a reading by St. Catherine of Genoa. She said this, "The souls in purgatory have wills accordant in all things with the will of God, who therefore sheds on them his goodness, and they, as far as their will goes, are happy and cleansed of all their sin. As for guilt, these cleansed souls are as they were when God created them. God forgives their guilt immediately, who have passed from this life, having confessed all they have committed, and having the will to commit no more. Only the rust of sin is left them, and from this they cleanse themselves by pain in fire. Thus cleansed of all guilt, and united in will to God, they see him clearly in the degree in which he makes himself known to them, and see, too, how much it imports to enjoy him, and that souls have been created for this end. Seeing in itself the impediment which can be taken away only by means of purgatory, the soul casts itself therein swiftly and willingly. I perceive, St. Catherine says, there to be so much conformity between God and the soul that when he sees it, in the purity in which His divine majesty created it. He gives it a burning love, which draws it to Himself, and which causes it to be so transformed in God that it sees itself as though it were none other than God. Unceasingly, He draws it to Himself and breathes fire into it, never letting it go until He has led it to the state whence it came forth, that is, to the pure cleanliness in which it was created. Brothers and sisters, God so loves us. He has done everything for us. He's given us a free will, though, so we have the choice. We can turn away from Him. But as I've said to you before, that leads you where you do not want to go. Brothers and sisters, today, sometime today, just say, Lord, I've made mistakes. I've sinned. Please, Lord, give me the grace to go to confession. Give me grace to turn away from my sin and to follow You more closely. Something like that. Help me. If you want to do it one day at a time, but you can, but you could do it more than that. Please, Lord, please bless my listeners. Please hear them in their challenges and their difficulties. Oh, maybe when this is over, I'll think about myself. Or my work takes me too long, as I've said to you before. Brothers and sisters, just bring that to God and ask God to help you. Please. He loves you dearly, and He wants you with Him, and He understands how busy you are. But is it necessary? If it is necessary, then bring it to the Lord and just say, Lord, this is what I have to do today. Would You give me the grace, please? Give me the grace to accomplish what I need to do, and give me grace to spend time with You today, that I may grow closer and closer to You. You know, when God hears a prayer like that, you'll be amazed. Somebody will call and cancel an appointment they had with you. Somebody will call you and say something that you were required to do, you don't have to do now. Things, little things, just little things like that, but they'll happen at times. Because God hears the truth of your appeal. It will take time. And I've said this to you before. It will take time. But brothers and sisters, keep trying, because God is glorified by every attempt you make. Even the attempt, He is glorified. Just keep asking Him, help me. Help me get rid of this sin. God will help you. He does for all of us who seek Him. He doesn't come down or send our guardian angel to us and boom, it's all gone. He shows us how to grow in strength and discipline and follow Him. But He will be there. May God bless you. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.